Good morning. We are delighted that you can join us this morning, coming to you from the Pentecostal Church of God. We are so happy that you can be with us on your laptops, your phone, whatever devices you're using today. We pray that as we go through this service today, that your heart will be blessed. Join in with us. Sing along as we sing one song, just to get your hearts in tune. Let us sing together, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to this our service that is being provided virtually. We pray that you may certainly not only listen but worship with us as we continue to hear what God would say unto us today, and help us all, that is our prayer, to draw and to be drawn closer to him. Now, my wife, Sister Pansy, will read the scripture for the day.
This is the scripture text for our pastor's presentation this morning. It comes from Ruth chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. And Boaz answered and said unto her, It had fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not hereto. The Lord recommends thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and then she left. May God add a blessing to his word.
May the Lord continue to bless us as we continue to believe not only his word, believe that he is near to us even now. Today, as I speak, I'm sharing on this particular passage that was read. It speaks about Ruth. We know who Ruth was, a Moabitess. But here Ruth was not only a Moabitess, but she was in a strange land. She was what one could refer to today as in a strange and an isolated place, isolated from her friends and even the rest of her family. She was a stranger in a foreign land. Today I'm speaking about isolation. Isolation, the time for transformation. This particular passage that we read today and the life of Ruth is quite instructive for the times in which we live. The Word of God tells us that Boaz said to Ruth, It has been showed unto me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come into a people thou knowest not. And verse 12, The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings, under whose wings thou hast come to trust. Even in a strange land, even isolated from your relatives and friends and your kinfolk, you can put your trust in God Almighty. Here it is that Ruth, she was estranged. It was difficult for her. Her husband had died, but she chose to be with her mother-in-law and travel to this strange land. But God was with her, as God is with us today, because he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And this morning, as we reflect on what is happening around us, all over the world, we can look up because God is still on our side. God always has a way, not only for us to escape, but he always has a way to provide for us. And in the life of Ruth, here she was, a widow, had no other relatives except her mother-in-law, who was old at this time. And so they needed provision, but God is a provider. And so she was able to travel and visit on a farm. And whilst there, she followed along behind those who were reaping. And whatever was forgotten or left behind, those are what she thought that she would glean. But even that was enough. No matter how little it is, God has a way always of providing and increasing. So God saw her faithfulness, and God provided for her. And so the owner of the field came by, and he took note of this strange person, inquired, and so his workers explained who this strange person was. And he spoke and said unto her, I have heard of how you treated your mother-in-law. I have heard that your husband has passed. I have heard that you have left your land. But this man, Boaz, spoke and said, may the Lord recompense you for what you have done and give you a full reward. Today, as we reflect, what is important for us to note is isolation is a time of disruption, a time of separation, but it is also a time when our personal ambitions and our addictions can be left behind. Ruth left all. It might appear that she had lost all. But when we have reached the end of our resources, God himself, God himself will provide a way for us, and he did for Ruth. Separation, isolation, but thanks be to God, it is also a time of revelation. Isolation can be a time of preparation. Isolation can also be a time of transformation. Glory to God. And so Ruth, through this passage, is interesting to see what transpired even after Boaz had spoken. Then Ruth said in verse 30, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord. My God and my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, even though I am not like one of your servants. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And so she sat And he reached her and gave to her parched corn. And she did eat and was satisfied. And so she had enough to satisfy her hunger. But all that remained was more than enough. She had her fill, but there was more than enough. And so God, always a God that giveth and giveth. And so she had enough to take home and shared with her mother-in-law. God continues to surpass our expectations. No matter what our needs are, God is well able. And God is always willing to give to those who seek after him. God is always willing to bless and to secure us. In verse 15 tells us, and when she was risen up, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean among the sheaves and not reproach her. And I love this part, verse 16. And let some fall also, some of the handfuls. Could you imagine? Boaz saw her need, and God was able to use Boaz to give her even more than she desired. She only wanted to receive of those that were left behind. But Boaz said to his workers, ensure that you leave some for her. And rebuke her not. And so she gleaned in the field until evening. And so she was able to take home about an ephah of barley. Today I'm saying, no matter how dire circumstances are, no matter how fearful and stressful they are, God still has his eyes on us. It might appear to be a time of isolation. It might appear to be a time of lack. But when we have exhausted our resources, God himself is limitless, and he has his eyes on us if only we would look unto him. First and foremost, I believe that isolation very often, they certainly serve to bring us to a time of transformation. Isolation can lead to a time of transformation. I pray today that as you hear these words, you may appreciate that God wants to do something special and miraculous in your life. Transformation also declares that there is potential in us. Potential that God wants to unleash. One writer declares that God has placed potential within us from the very foundation. In fact, even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. And so God wants to stir up the gifts that are in us. And circumstances always are, and very frequently they are, the catalyst of unleashing potential that are in us. So not only that isolation ushers in and helps us to appreciate and unleash our potential, but it is also a time of revelation. That is, it serves to draw us closer to God, and God can reveal through dreams and vision and through his word. God can reveal what he has in store for us and how he can use us to touch the world. I pray God today that in these dire circumstances, you may appreciate that God himself is willing to use you to accomplish not only what you desire, not only your ambitions, but he can use you to help in transforming lives. And so one, he can release true potential and revelation. But your closeness with God, as you draw closer to him, not only can God do something for you, but God wants to use you. And so God is willing to prepare you
God is willing to impart to you even during your time of isolation. In the time of isolation, as you draw closer to God, then you can see Him more clearly. In fact, one scripture declares that you can see Him face to face. He also wants for us to appreciate that even in the midst of our weakness, we can be strong. The Apostle Paul declares that. It is possible to be strong even during our time of weakness. But importantly, God wants to transform our lives. Weakness can then become our strength. People of God today, I declare to all of us that isolation might be stressful. They might even be fearful, but rise above your fears. Isolation can be a time and a place for your transformation. Ruth's life was transformed because she declared that she was going to go even in a strange land. She was going to follow after Ruth and declare that your God shall be my God. She was a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, but she declared that I am going to follow you and your God shall become my God. Today I pray that all of us may draw closer to God. Let this time of isolation, let it move us to be in a closer relationship with God, to rely on God, not only to stir up the gifts that are inside of us, but for God to transform our lives so that we can impact others. People of God today, I declare to all of us, Ruth had no idea that when she left all, she suffered loss. Loss of her husband, loss of her relatives. But you're not going to give up anything that God will not recompense you for. So all that she thought that she had lost, God was able to restore and more. And so Ruth was ushered into, hallelujah, Ruth had no idea that during her isolation, she was moving towards her appointment with her destiny. Ruth and Boaz. Boaz was her kinsman, redeemer. But more than that, Boaz became her husband. And we all know that through Ruth has impacted the lineage of Jesus Christ. So from being a foreigner in a strange land, for being in isolation, look what God has manifested through the life of Ruth today. And declaring to all of us that isolation and separation should draw us closer to God. And in so doing, it can be an appointment for our divine, hallelujah, our divine and God-ordained. That is, God has a plan for us and a purpose for us. And as you move towards Him, it can be an appointment for your divine destiny. I'm declaring once again, do not be overwhelmed by isolation. Let it draw you closer to God. And in so doing, you can then unleash the potential that God has placed inside of you even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. People of God today, let us believe that God has in store for us more than we can ask, think, or imagine. One might wonder, then why do we have to go through isolation? But through the Holy Scriptures, we can go back to Abraham. Abraham was called away from his family into a strange land, went into isolation. Moses also, very often he had to go in a lonely place, all by himself, shut in with God. You can look at the life of Jacob, who had to go away in a strange place, leaving all his relatives, his family, into a strange place, into a place of isolation, but God was with him. In the New Testament, just as in the Old Testament, the lives of men and women who have entered onto their purpose and on the path that God has ordained, they went through times of isolation, but also time of isolation that came to be time of preparation. Examine the life of Paul. Paul suffered much, but glory to God. He gave up much, but he achieved much, much more than he imagined. Paul, the man of steel, who has done so much to spread the faith. The last example, we may look at the life of Jesus. The scripture declares that oftentimes Jesus left the crowd, left his followers, and went into a place of isolation where he can meet face to face with God. Jesus, who was God in the flesh, but yet he sought out isolation, knowing that it was part of his preparation. It was part of allowing God to strengthen him, to hear from God, to be strengthened by God, but more importantly, so that he can be in close communion with God. Therefore, the Bible declares, when Jesus went into the lonely place and fasted for 40 days, it says when he came back with the glory of God upon him. Glory to God today. I pray that we may appreciate, even in these dire times, the glory of God is still available to each and every one of us. Do not despise isolation. It can lead to your transformation. Transformation where God wants to use you so that you can help others. A time of isolation where you take your eyes off yourself, look to God, and then God can use you to touch the lives of generations to come. I'm declaring to all of us today, God is well able. Put your trust and your confidence in him. No matter what might be happening around us, let us have confidence and faith in God. The Bible declares that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. The Bible declares that his eyes are upon us. It further declares, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. So although you might be suffering loss, you might have someone who have died, but I'm declaring to all of us today, there is hope. There is hope. Even in isolation, there is hope. Let us draw close to God. He is willing. He is seeking for us to draw close to him. May God strengthen you today. And may God unleash in your life the potential for transformation. Not only of your life, but transformation of others. We are not selfish. And God wants to use us so that we too can help others to reach out to him. I declare to us, look up, look unto God. I bless you, and I pronounce a blessing upon you. I declare to all of us that God wants to hear us. God wants us to draw closer to him. I pray. Our God, may we experience the awesome power of your presence with us. Stir up the fire of your Holy Spirit in us again. Heavenly Father, may I see lives change as people come to obey you by what I do and say. And I declare unto all of us, I declare unto you who are listening and watching, that signs and miracles would become common manifestation once again. Look forward to seeing signs and wonders, miracles, through the awesome power and presence of God in your life. I pronounce God's blessings and favor upon you. May you experience transformation even during this time of isolation. Let me hear from you. Let me hear what God is doing for you, or what you want for God to do for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long
Lord, to the cross.